So that concludes this week's edition of Gray Matters. We'll be back next week with another hour-long presentation from Alternative Radio down in Boulder, Colorado. Their website, again, is www.alternativeradio.org. Coming up on CKUT is Drama Text and an hour of spoken word recordings.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Las vacunas COVID-19 y usted.
¿Cómo sé que las vacunas COVID-19 son seguras?
Cuando algo es nuevo, es normal tener preguntas. Queremos que sepa que Health Canada solamente autoriza vacunas que son seguras, efectivas y de la más alta calidad. Canadá es reconocido a nivel mundial por sus altos estándares y su riguroso proceso de revisión de vacunas. Obtenga más información sobre las vacunas COVID-19 en canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. Un mensaje del Gobierno de Canadá.
We pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
Good evening and welcome to the April 8th edition of Drama Text. Tonight on the show we have a selection of poems and readers from England's preeminent spoken word recording label, Nymphs and Thugs. So we'll be presenting a collection of works from their artists, Louise Fazakerly, Matt Abbott, Selena Godden, Kevin P. Gilday and the Glasgow Cross, Luke Wright, Suamaya Mansour Khan, Saili Katebe, and Kirsty Taylor, and finally Sean Mahoney. We'll start out with the work of Kirsty Taylor. Kirsty Taylor is a poet and educator from Bradford. She was one of the three writers selected for the BBC's Radio 3 The Verb New Voices scheme in 2017. And she's also on this year's Apples and Snakes Poetry in Performance program, delivered in partnership with Sherwood Arts. We're going to be listening to her piece entitled Go Safe. Here it is.
And favours and a pram on a doorstep and a Range Rover at the curb. Tinted windows and a cracked out smile, £5 for the barbers and a bite on your neck. Broken blackberries and bank pocket money, twos off staff, young lass, go safe. Double-decker bus eyes look into your bedrooms, but nobody knows you are here. Go safe, we say at the ends of shifts, where night times drift into locked fridges, doors and unlocked nightmares. And half an hour longer and one last sig, and who's on tonight? And your bedroom light is kept on till morning, cos the darkness knows you well. It brought you up, didn't it, when you had no one? You sat on its knee, tucked your toes underneath, whispered in its ear before you'd sleep, waiting for it to catch the tears from your cheeks. Can I just say, you know you lot, yeah, you are not weak. How can you be, when your own spirit has been mum, has been dad and has taught you how to be? So your bedroom light is still on, but the teachers are scared of you. You are a blazing light, a raging fight, crazy right? You can't put the extinguisher down because you've been fighting fires all your life. So we prize it from your fingers and bleeding knuckles and try listen and guess what you might need. Wipe tears away with heavy sleeves, dare you to breathe, dare you to breathe. I dare you to breathe. Go safe. Your whole life is lived on breadlines, last crust and crumbs of houses, no gardens, just sheds and shells of an home. Bagged up estate playgrounds is all you've ever known. Two striped trainers, no socks, playing out in Big Brother's bobble tracksuit tops with nobody calling you in. Go safe. You'll come back when you're ready, when it's time to cool down on lino floors, watch washing machines like tellies and listen to your mum get battered before carving your name into bunk bed frames. And lines into your eyebrows and cuts into your skin. Bitten nails, sore thumbs, scabby elbow, homegrown DIY haircut, hand-me-down kits. The lamppost lights your bedroom. fills your head, but you feel empty as you wait for the bad time stories, of which there have been plenty. We help you pack your bags, but you're the only one who can carry them. Now you are forced to make your own space, keep your sense safe. Do you feel ready for the world? Do you feel enough? Did the caravan holidays make you feel loved? Do you know that love is the antidote to tough, not the opposite? So you can be both, and you are. Go safe.
We're the snow globe in summer. We're the sand globe in winter. At night, the temperature drops. I curl round him to keep him warm. He's like a corpse. There's no response. It's cluttered in here. This cerebral dome. This unwanted gift from his trip abroad. The turn of the night and day of the glass globe. A glass tent, standard Hermes issue. They give them to soldiers like soldiers throwing sweets to kids. At night, the temperature drops. Like nowhere else in the world, Afghanistan. Like nowhere else in the world. He sleeps with his boots on. And shakes like a feral dog. Call it doll's house. Call it fish tank. Call it home sweet home. It's cluttered in here. With broken things. A limb has bent at the elbow. Punched a light socket in the front room. The crack in the plastic is the shape of lightning. When a mine shaft collapses, it leaves the same shape in the earth as a punch in a chipboard door. The baby gate thrown down the stairs, the golf clubs wrapped round trees, the window put through. Glass to glass, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. His throat's so dry, he has to drink with all the... A man can have a drink in his own house, can't he? Isn't that what we were fighting for? And there's a bit of him under my fingernails and I'm washing my hands and Bolton comes over. He can see that I'm struggling. He brings this big bottle of water and pours. I can't open the door in case the nightmares fly out. I can't open the door in case someone hears him. I can't open the door in case the sand pours out and it makes a roadblock and no one can get to work and people sink in it and go under. I can't open the door because of all the blood. We're sort of safe in this glass house. Just watching. Our faces pressed against the glass as you and you and you walk past. We're the snow globe in summer. We're the sand globe in winter. We're the snow globe in summer. We're the sand globe in this indeterminable winter.
A lot of weight to lug around though, just in case of an attack. whispering my mantra. Please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown. I'm a deep sea diver with salt water invading my senses. My feet feel the security of dry land while the waves atrophy my defenses. The brain degrades to murk, I can't see more than an hour ahead. So I strap on my trusty snorkel and dive back into bed. Whispering my mantra, please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown. I'm a deep sea diver, I can spend weeks in my iron lung with no company but detachment and my crucified tongue. Indifferent to promoted emotions, life with the contrast faded out. Sepia tinge, no memories, the exact color of doubt. Whispering my mantra, please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown, please don't drown. I'm a deep sea diver, I'm a deep sea cunt, I'm a deep sea fuck, I'm a deep sea failure, I'm a deep sea nothing, I'm a deep sea nothing, I'm a deep sea nothing, I'm a deep sea nothing. With a tank of purified nihilism, immersed in an ocean of solipsism, I limply embrace the endless abyss, sink meekly between the gaping schism. I'm a deep sea diver, ambient pressure begins to build. 790 pounds per square inch, the most man's ever felt, and still went unfulfilled. I'm a deep sea diver, crystallized by seas of renown. After a lifetime of keeping my head above water, I think this time I'm going to drown.
I claim to know this country, stretch my vowels across its contours and detonate my consonants on its illicit missteps. King among the little Brits, I know this place of pubs, I say. I know this place. Let me recite for you and tell you how we're cast adrift from Europe, mad upon the seas we claim to rule. Sat around the port we shiver, red coats threadbare at the elbows, pith helmets abrim with butts and sick. The sun is up again, and we've just three strings on our violin, split ends springing from the bow. We're coming down, drifting down the corridors, clutching faded photo books. But listen now, our song's still beautiful. Pray silence for our drunk thumbs. This is Britain, and I'm in sync with all of it. Oh, I can tell it like it is. Last week, I drove from Sheffield to Deal, 5 hours without a stop save, pissing in a lay-by outside Luton. My mind a swim in caffeine pop. I didn't use a map. Oh, no, I know this place, I thought. I know this place. But what do I know? I know the motorways. I know the lay-bys and the bypasses. I lay by, I bypass. There's life behind those conifers that I will not observe. I spit this width and split. I pinch myself to stay awake. 2 empty car seats in the back. Some days I just see skeletons. In a motor, they can't hear you when you scream. So why not scream? I live the life a wide-eyed child chose for me. Perhaps you do as well. Rickety old sleeper trains. We trundle on, we miss the points. So here I am. A different strip of tarmac each night. 100 miles from home. Watching seagulls swoop like stunt kites on a coast that's not my own. I'll try my best to make some sense of that. I tally up the good days with the bad. I keep my fires smouldering. I shovel on the poems and the admin, the triumphs of my children. I roll my terrors round my palm like bowling balls. The way the house feels after 9 p.m. The Christmas morning lion. The gigabytes of smiles I dare not open. because I know what happy is. A carload full of friends on a festival weekend. A phone call every night, drifting off our fingertips in touch. Tearing to the long grass with my boys, or standing waist deep in September sea, gasping with the cold. Loose, lacerated lungs and a belly full of love. That time I tumbled from a train in Taunton, hungover and hilarious. It must have been June. It really must. The sky was huge and blue. I just adored it. So as it swallowed me, I swallowed it right back. And down the hatch went all of England with it. It knocked me to my knees, thinking, yes, I'm here, I'm here. I never thought I would be, but I'm here. Oh, I claim to know this country. But all I can do is make it in my image. Squeeze it into skinny jeans, file its teeth, distill its spleen, take pot shots at its pompousness for sports. I love and loathe it like I love and loathe myself. And yes, I know it because I know myself. I know myself.
Hi, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 in the FM dial. This is Drama Text, and we're here each Thursday with an hour of spoken word recordings. Tonight we're listening to a selection of works from the UK spoken word label entitled Nymphs and Thugs. And we're going to be listening to a medley of artists. We started with the work of Christy Taylor, and then we went on to Louise Fazakarly, and then we heard Kevin B. Kilday and the Glasgow Cross. You can learn more about these artists by checking out their website at nymphsandthugs.net. Nymphsandthugs, one word, .net. So, we'll go on to hear a few more of these extraordinary artists. Here they are.
I claim to know this country. Stretch my vowels across its contours and detonate my consonants on its illicit missteps. King among the little Brits. I know this place of pubs, I say. I know this place. Let me recite for you. And tell you how we're cast adrift from Europe. Mad upon the seas we claim to rule. Sat around the port we shiver. Red coats threadbare at the elbows. Pith helmets abrim with butts and sick. The sun is up again. And we've just three strings on our violin. Split ends springing from the bow, we're coming down, drifting down the corridors, clutching faded photo books. But listen now, our song's still beautiful. Pray silence for our drunk thumbs. This is Britain, and I'm in sync with all of it. Oh, I can tell it like it is. Last week, I drove from Sheffield to Deal. 5 hours without a stop, save pissing in a lay-by outside Luton. My mind a swim in caffeine pop. I didn't use a map. Oh, no, I know this place, I thought. I know this place. But what do I know? I know the motorways. I know the lay-bys and the bypasses. I lay by. I bypass. There's life behind those conifers that I will not observe. I spit this width and split. I pinch myself to stay awake. 2 empty car seats in the back. Some days I just see skeletons. In a motor, they can't hear you when you scream. So why not scream? I live the life a wide-eyed child chose for me. Perhaps you do as well. Rickety old sleeper trains, we trundle on, we miss the points. So here I am, a different strip of tarmac each night, 100 miles from home, watching seagulls swoop like stunt kites on a coast that's not my own. I'll try my best to make some sense of that. I tally up the good days with the bad. I keep my fires smouldering. I shovel on the poems and the admin, the triumphs of my children. I roll my terrors round my palm like bowding balls. The way the house feels after 9 p.m. The Christmas morning lion. The gigabytes of smiles I dare not open. Because I know what happy is. A carload full of friends on a festival weekend. A phone call every night. Drifting off our fingertips in touch. Tearing to the long grass with my boys. Or standing waist deep in September sea. Gasping with the cold. Loose, lacerated lungs and a belly full of love. That time I tumbled from a train in Taunton. Hungover and hilarious. It must have been June. It really must. The sky was huge and blue. I just adored it. So as it swallowed me, I swallowed it right back. And down the hatch went all of England with it. It knocked me to my knees, thinking, yes, I'm here, I'm here. I never thought I would be, but I'm here. Oh, I claim to know this country. But all I can do is make it in my image. Squeeze it into skinny jeans. File its teeth, distill its spleen. Take pot shots at its pompousness for sports. I love and loathe it like I love and loathe myself. And yes, I know it because I know myself. I know myself.
Just 22 miles. That's all it is. The sunlight bounces off the cliffs, and because they're taller, they look closer from France. I listen to the waves lapping over breakfast. I'd have a croissant and a coffee, but I feel sick. I'm sure if you've traversed through continents and oceans, you're going to look across and think, I could swim that. The seagulls float gracefully in ravenous packs, and my head's a fucking shed from all the parallels and chasms. David Williams, 10 hours 34, Sport Relief. Eurostar, 1 hour, 29 quid. P&O Ferries, 90 minutes, 40 quid. Channel Tunnel, 35 minutes, 49 quid. A smuggler's dinghy, in the dead of night, up to 13,500. Yesterday afternoon, I was sat playing cards with Ethiopians and Eritreans. The breeze picked up, so they invited me inside, into the home. And no word of a lie, right? No word of a lie, there was a Bradford City sleeping bag. For those of you doing an internal shrug, there are 22 miles between my house and their stadium. It's the same between Leeds and York, between Newcastle and Hartlepool, Manchester and Blackburn, Birmingham and Leamington Spa, Northampton and Milton Keynes, Oxford and Reading, Bristol and Newport, Exeter and Torquay, Southend and Romford, Portsmouth and Bognor Regis, Calais and Dover. They ask me with wide eyes if Bradford are a decent team. I haven't got the heart to tell the truth. I want to ask them all how they got here, how long it took and how they managed, but that kind of thing is either volunteered or locked away. They offer me a cigarette and I smoke it just to socialise. I give them some euros to buy some beers and I'm Father Christmas. There are people who've walked across deserts, whose drivers were shot in the chest, whose dinghies were sinking and floated ashore, whose bodies were subjected to unspeakable acts. They burp with the beer and cheer with the cards. For a while it feels normal. The universal language of betting and banter, brotherhood forged in the belly of a beast, flags and our playful affiliation. The lad sat beside me, taps me on my knee, so I lean in and lend him my ear. He asks me, very softly, if I can justify why my country is leaving them here. His question somehow silences the room. playing cards stripped suddenly of worth. He's not asking me as a journalist or a lawyer, just a fellow human being on this earth. I feel sick again, with shards of sunlight piercing through the roof. They ask me if I'm likely to be welcomed in by law. And I haven't got the heart to tell the truth.
Our fathers and their fathers flow through us. We carry their likeness in our bodies, lullabies and lost stories. All estuary and flood, water and blood, these are our family trees. These waterways are the ancestral cartographers who help plot a path into new pastures. We listen as they speak, knowing that the meek shall inherit the work of old rivers, shepherding water from the well to open sea through a splintering network of language. Legacy is a rudderless rowboat wrestling time and everything it took to uncover the ghosts that crowd our gullets, fruit from forgotten seeds. Our throats are thick with the silent letters that make our names. And we sound every syllable of inheritance with gusto, knowing nobody stuttered who didn't drown in this profession, navigating the blotted banks of allegory for the spectators, mispronouncing the current, trying to learn our hymns and tides. We are the sons who threw all the ugly into our limbs to tread water, fighting the current to fit into forgotten words. Pretty doesn't fit too well in these floods. There is a word for paddling through flood water I never had the chance to learn.
Next poem is in four pieces. And the title of this piece is I Want to Be Your Wife.
And it's nothing to do with what's actually going on in my real life. I have a very, very beautiful partner and it's all very happy, so I don't want you to think I'm going to murder him.
At the end of the day, I want to be your wife. I want to wear a cream satin nightie, sit at my vanity table, rubbing my hands vigorously with hand cream. I will moisturize my hands and my forearms and elbows and listen as you tell me a thing which is very important. You put down the New York Times, take off your glasses to tell me this important thing. And I will look into the mirror at my reflection and over at you as you lay on top of the bed in your vest and shorts and socks, whilst contemplating this very, very important thing. I will pull a paddle brush through my hair. It will be very lovely hair and very easy to brush. And it will be brushed and brushed and brushed and brushed. And it's then I will pause and say into the mirror, you know what you've got to do. You've got to kill your boss. Number two. In the morning, I want to be your wife. I will pour fresh orange juice into sparkling glasses from a glass jug, placed in the centre of the laid breakfast table, laden with bowls of berries and stacks of pancakes, which I got up early to prepare. I rinse a cup in the kitchen sink and glance out of the window with the neighbour's ginger cat. I mumble, "Damn mangy cat crapping everywhere. Damn mangy cat crapping everywhere. You mangy crapping in a shitty cat." And then I turn to you and ask about our lake house. "It's been a while," I say. You nod and tell me you will think about it. You won't have time for breakfast, but you pour yourself a coffee from the pot. It's good coffee, expensive coffee. You slurp it quick, quick, as you have to leave and kiss my cheek super quick, quick, because you have to go, because you're a very big, important man. Very busy man. You might take a bite of toast. I hear it crunch. Your jaw clicks. The muted television, the news. A body has washed up on the beach. Number three. I want to be your wife, your wife, your wife, yours. I want to be your wife at home doing laundry. Let me. When we talk on the phone, I will always talk to you whilst holding a full laundry basket on my head. The phone sits in the crook of my neck. I do not put the laundry basket down. This is part of the good wife thing I will do. I will be a really good wife, but particularly great at laundry basket phone calls. I will talk of ordinary things, wifey things. A man came to fix a thing. Don't forget the dinner thing, honey thing. The neighbor's cat is missing. I tell you, I saw the neighbour staple leaflets to lampposts. We laugh a little. Mangy crappy cat. Mangy crappy cat. Number four. At the end of the day, I want to be your wife. I want to be your wife at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I want to be your wife. Come on. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, I want to be your wife. That's it. I want to be your wife. At the end of the day. I want to be your wife. I'm outside the local supermarket. I want to be your wife. I carry groceries. I want to be your wife. I wait to cross the busy road. I want to be your wife. Something's off. A grapefruit rolls the curb. A dog runs into the traffic. Your boss's body has been identified, bloated, washed up on the beach. Wisteria, it's really beautiful this year. Have you noticed? Lovely, really good year for the roses. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I want to be your wife. I want to be your wife. The neighbour's cat has been found hanging in my apple tree. It's fine. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, everything is fine. At the end of the day, I want to be your wife. At the end of the day. At the end of the day. At the end of the. At the end of the. At the end of the. At the end of the wife, I want to be your day.
Under the pier, I'll meet you here on Saturday lunchtimes in technicolours and rainbows. There were four of us that day. Walking along Bottle Alley, I'd touch shards of saffron-coloured glass pressed into the bleached concrete, and I'd wonder what comes in yellow bottles. Kerry balanced along the ledge like a gymnast on a beam, her wild gold hair trapped in the corners of her mouth. Claire wore thick mascara in turquoise and royal blue. Her eyelashes were insects, blue bottles and beetles' legs. Becky was tall and gangly. We talked about suicide. And we believe 1987 was going to be just like 1967, as we swigged from the Thunderbird's red, 50 pence more expensive than the blue, but we were all sick of Scrumpy, hey? The four of us sheltered there from the rain and the boys and our parents. It was our secret place, that nook and ledge. With our backs against the seawall, our voices drowned out by the crashing of waves, a wash of froth and brine, an echo of footsteps across the soft rotting wood of the boardwalk above us. There were gaps between the planks, prisms of watery light, brown broken pipes emptied in slurps of sewage, lightning flashed between the rusty barnacled legs of the dear old Lady Pier, and the magic mushrooms made the sea all blood and ink. We shared 10B&H, bubblegum lip gloss smeared and slipped off the tip and the lip of the bottle, and we sang Purple Rain, memorised the words like a prayer. It never meant to cause you any trouble. We swore to be best friends forever, that our children would play together, one for all and all for one, forever and ever. And as the storm died, the rain stopped, and God was a solitary shaft of sunlight hitting the sea with a silver path to the horizon. Under the pier, I'll meet you here.
In Notler, we smoke smack for pain, twied the guilt and blame and shame of unemployment. We play guitars and gaze at stars to feel warm and safe and happy. We're grungers and flower children. 90s mop-haired lovers and swaggers who pile into transit vans and blag it into Glastonbury. Our art is beautiful. It's Hendrix and Pixies and 60s psychedelia, and Cecilia is breaking our hearts, man. She's breaking our hearts. Oasis hats, tinnies and flares, Britpop blasts and blares through Warwick Estate on Carnival Day. We win goldfish and then we eat them for dares. Actor in front at Mare Ponty, arkid this and arkid that. Our nasal tones right suited, man. Me mate Roachy were mad for it, man. He showed me this trick with his fist in pissing down rain in park. We held invisible umbrellas over his heads and stayed out till dark, dry as me nana's scones, mate. You were this ballerina boy in a hat. On a mission to Brov Woods, with a guitar on your back, with weed and beer and stories and smack. An all-timing world to do mad stuff like that. Thought we'd be here forever, weightless and old, burning rocks instead of coal, burning for his father's and his grandfather's souls. But muckers don't stay muckers when sun's gone down. When honeymoon is over and you rattle in Fort Brown and you'd rob your mother's wedding ring and flog it uptown. Cos nothing is sacred when sun's gone down. When you gag in for a bag and your nose is on drip and you take your mum's last tenner for a quick and easy fix. Cos no matters now, mucker, no matters now. That night you walked home from your dad's. You didn't make it past railway tracks. Were you acting stupid? Did you lay down to look at stars and fall asleep? Or did you weep and wait for death to take you?
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Music of the room.
Watch it! Hear what we say. Hear what we say. Music leads the way.
Over the sea. In your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. Oh, merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. On va faire l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT Radio McGill.
Blues, Kenavo. J'ai le blues, c'est la loose,